Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Diest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and today we have two professionals from Hamilton County Public Health joining us to talk about their home health department. Before we do, I have a few announcements I'd like to share. You've heard me share previously, but I do want to mention once again, we have welcomed our friends from Mercy One Iowa Heart Center. They have opened a cardiology clinic here at Van Diest Medical Center. The office hours for the cardiology clinic are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Patients can contact the office by calling their number at 515-574-8700. Also, I want to mention the next Webster City Community Blood Drive will be held Thursday, November 14th from 12:30 to 5:30 in our clinic boardroom. Appointments are encouraged. The easiest way is to go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org to schedule your appointment today. And I like to give a shout out to Scooters here in Webster City, who serves as our corporate sponsor for our community blood drives. They provide the delicious cookies each month, and we certainly thank them for their contributions. And then lastly, really important, I do want to mention and remind Iowa Medicare beneficiaries that we are in the open enrollment period from October 15th to December 7th. It's very important for Medicare beneficiaries to remember that prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans change each year. So evaluating your options can help you find better coverage and can possibly save you money. There are a number of changes for Medicare beneficiaries to be aware of occurring next year in 2025 that are a result of the adoption of the Inflation Reduction Act from 2022. We are very fortunate at our hospital to have three well-trained volunteer SHIP counselors to help you review your Medicare plan. We encourage you to complete your paperwork, return it to our hospital. If you have a question, you can call their phone number. It is 515-832-7769. Leave your name and a phone number, and one of the counselors will return your call. They are reviewing plans daily and will be getting back in touch with those that have submitted their paperwork. Again, the Medicare open enrollment period does go through December 7th. And now to our program. As I mentioned, we have with us today two individuals from Hamilton County Public Health. We have Administrator Pam Harclaw and Clinical Manager Corinne Sadler here to talk to us about their home health department. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. I am Pam Harclaw, and I'm here to talk a little bit about Hamilton County Public Health and nursing services. What exactly is the nursing services? I think everyone is very aware of public health ever since COVID. So what exactly is the nursing services part? So nursing services is our home health care. Home health care is a type of intermittent medical and supportive care provided in a patient's home rather than in the hospital or in a facility. It includes a wide range of services designed to help individuals recover from illness, manage chronic health conditions, and maintain independence. Home health care is usually provided by licensed health professionals such as registered nurses, physical therapists, and occupational therapists, all under the coordination of the patient's physician. So our home health services include skilled nursing care, therapy services, and home health aides. Our nursing services is a core of home health services, including wound care, IV therapy, monitoring of vital signs, comprehensive assessments, pain management, and medication management. The nurses also help educate patients and families about their disease processes and their health at home. Our therapy services are contracted with Van Deese Medical Center here, and then also with Iowa Specialty. They provide therapy services for physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy in the home. Again, lots of times recovering from surgeries, strokes, or injury. The whole focus is on regaining mobility, strength, and communication abilities. This week happens to be home care aid week, and so our home care aides provide personal care such as bathing, grooming, and assistance with daily living activities who just need that little extra support. So home care, in the early 90s, when I initially started my home care experience, all of Iowa's 99 counties provided some type of home care services throughout Iowa. Many people may not be aware of it, but in 2023, out of the 99 counties, there are only 36 of us counties left that provide home care. So that is just a huge change in healthcare services around the state of Iowa. A lot of these changes came due to reimbursement. Changes with Medicare and Medicaid, many county agencies decided to no longer provide that service. But Hamilton County has continued to provide both public health and home care services in Hamilton County since 1940. So we've been here a really long time, just providing that local care and service. Living in the small rural counties with limited access to services, the need for home health care by a local health care team is vital to our community. So our team often is the eyes, ears, and hands of the providers in the home setting. Let me tell you, the clinical picture can look a lot different in the home than it does in the clinic. We work really well with our local hospitals, our area clinics, and providers. Our staff work and live in this community, and we care about our people that are right here. So our home health territory is Hamilton County, but we extend over our county boundaries, well into Wright County. We slightly cross over into borders into Webster, Hardin, Story, and Boone. So our territory is pretty huge. Mm-hmm. I have an incredible home health care team of nurses and home health aides that are devoted to their patients and their families. So I would like to introduce our dedicated clinical manager for Hamilton County Public Health, Corinne Sadler. She has 12 years of experience as a registered nurse, including 7 years focused in home health. She brings extensive expertise and a deep understanding of the dynamics of the landscape of home health care. Her passion for delivering compassionate, high-quality care to our patients of all ages in the comfort of their homes drives her commitment to keep patients safe, well, and out of the hospital. She is a true patient advocate. She excels in managing chronic disease care, ensuring that each individual receives the support and resources needed for a healthier, more independent life. Corinne, can you tell us about our referral process for home health?
Yeah, so the referral process for home health care can begin in quite a few ways. We always want to make sure that medical care in the home is appropriate, so we take careful consideration of each referral. The first thing we do is identify the need for home health care. Usually a physician or another healthcare professional identifies that the patient would benefit from home health services. And this often happens after a hospital discharge, following surgery, or just when they're managing chronic conditions in the office with your primary care physician. Sometimes patients or family members request home care directly if they feel they could use additional support in the home. In either case, a phone call to the Hamilton County Public Health Office is usually all that's needed to start the process. If the referral is coming from a physician at a hospital or nursing home, they simply call, place the referral, fax over medical records and insurance information for us to review. This process typically takes place prior to discharge so that we're able to prepare for the admission and just kind of identify the needs before we ever see the patient. The referring physician writes a prescription that outlines the specific services, like Pam talked about, nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, what needs the doctor thinks that they would need. Once we receive that referral, we verify insurance coverage to determine if the patient qualifies for services and what costs would be covered. We accept Medicare, Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, VA, and private insurance like Blue Cross Blue Shield. There's qualifiers to all of those pay sources, and it's often quite variable what services would be covered, so we have to take that pretty individually. Some insurance plans require prior authorization before services can start. If home care is not a benefit available under your insurance carrier, we do have private pay options available. And if cost is a concern, we have grants that can be utilized if the client meets eligibility. Once we accept the referral, a registered nurse visits the patient's home and conducts an initial assessment. During that assessment, we evaluate the physical, emotional, and environmental needs. We check over all your medications. We provide education. We check the home for safety issues. We do a physical assessment with vital signs, skin assessment, listen to heart and lung sounds, discuss chronic disease processes, and any new or acute conditions. Based on this initial assessment, we develop a personalized care plan. We outline the services and interventions that the patient will receive, the frequency of visits, and measurable goals. We love goals in home care. We love goals in healthcare in general. We try to involve the patient and their family as much as possible to make sure that we have all the same goals in mind. Our care plan is sent to the referring physician for approval, just to make sure that it aligns with all the medical requirements that they are doing in their office. And then after approval, the home care begins in the home. We continue to assess the progress of the patient regularly. We adjust the care plan as needed, and then we document our assessments in a secure electronic medical record. The agency communicates with the referring physician regularly, reports any changes in condition. And this process is designed so that patients receive safe, coordinated, and effective care in their home environment. Almost always, our care plan is designed with the patient's safety as the main goal, whether that be with medication management to ensure you're accurately taking your medications, therapy to strengthen and develop safe habits or home exercise programs, or support from a home health aide to ensure safe transfers in and out of the shower. We're always looking at how we can just increase safety in the home. Some of the great benefits of home care are comfort and familiarity. Patients are able to receive care in the comfort of their own home. We can maintain those familiar settings and routines, which can reduce anxiety. This is especially beneficial for those with cognitive issues like dementia or Alzheimer's. Our home care clients are assigned a primary nurse to oversee their care, so this helps to build trust as well as improve outcomes as we become quite familiar with the client's needs. Home care promotes independence. Staying home helps patients maintain a sense of independence and control over their daily routines. Support is tailored to help people continue doing activities that they enjoy and safely engage in their regular lives. Home care is also quite convenient because we can reduce the need for travel to the clinic. We can assist with lab draws, catheter exchanges, wound care, and hopefully limit those office visits. The nurses on staff here have quite a bit of hospital and nursing home experience, and we all agree that our patients often recover quickly in their own homes after hospitalizations and surgeries. I think people are often empowered by their ability to perform regular tasks at home. You're in the hospital, you don't know that you can do something until you're home and you have to do it. Mm-hmm. So, home care can help patients achieve a higher quality of life by providing emotional support and companionship. I think this is a huge part of home care. It's a holistic approach to modern medicine where we can meet both the physical and emotional needs for a better overall health. Staying at home reduces exposure to hospital-acquired infections. You're much less likely to get pneumonia because you're up and moving more often. You're less likely to contact COVID, RSV, or flu that tend to spread quickly in the clinical settings. And lastly, home care can be a cost-effective alternative to assisted living or nursing homes. We strive to prevent rehospitalizations and emergency room visits, but ultimately, our goal is to delay or prevent the need for long-term residential care, which tends to be very expensive.
I think one of our probably frequent phone calls that we get to help with families or patients is, or even the doctors, is the medication reconciliation. It's probably one of our number one things is the doctor has one list of medicines, but we go home with them and see what their list of medicines are at home, and they aren't matching. Mm-hmm. You know, there's five over-the-counter vitamins the doctor's not aware of. There's these two medicines that sit over here that nobody sees or puts forth in that. And so when we get in the home and we're able to really dive into that medication reconciliation, and we open up the door to that, the doctors are like, well, I didn't know they were taking that. Or the patient might not even think that it's a medicine because it's not prescribed, but yet it's all part of their health and wellness. So, I mean, we dive into that one big. I mean, that's kind of one of our main objectives lots of times. Mm-hmm. It is constantly... So you went to the doctor, is there any new meds, you know, and we're surprised at how much keeps coming out and out and out. So our relationship with our providers is just huge because they don't see that piece. So it's just got, and sometimes families don't know it either. So it's been a big eye opener, I think. Mm-hmm.
I think people are, like I always say at an admission, I'm always trying to find the skeletons in the closet. I'm trying to find what the problems are, but I think it's a lot less invasive than people think it is. We're friendly. We're not judgmental. We're just trying to help. And I think some of the greatest fears are that we're going to maybe take that really important medication away from them, or we're going to tell them they need to stop eating their favorite food or stop doing their favorite activity or having their favorite beverage in the evening or something. And that is not our job. Our job is to educate, promote health, and stay in the home if that is your goal. You know, if your goal is to go to assisted living, we can help transfer or transition that care. Mm-hmm. If your ultimate goal is to stay home, then we are, you know, a like-minded resource, you know?
And I would agree with both of you. I think having eyes on the environment in which the patient lives is hugely important and critical. And it's making those additional observations that, you know, like you said, Pam, that maybe a patient doesn't think about when they're talking with their physician, with their doctor. They're not really thinking about that medication. And it is just another helpful resource to help people navigate their health. And I think it's a wonderful program. A couple questions came to mind as the two of you were sharing information. How long can someone receive home care services?
Depends on the situation. So as long as we are, you know, if there's with their insurance, if there is changes in their condition that we're adjusting to, they're making progress towards their goals, then everything continues. Once goals get to a point where they're met, that's kind of when we look to discharge, and services are no longer needed at that point. Now, sometimes it's a different situation where we are keeping them safe by our services being in place. We figure out that, okay, we've hit kind of a plateau, or we've hit kind of a stable point on things. There's not a lot of changes in their health condition that are going on, but our services really help keep them safe. And so sometimes we look at a transition that we maybe discharge to a different pay source. That might be a grant. that might be private pay, something along that line, or we can keep our bath aid in there to continue to help them be safe. Maybe the nurse just to set up medicines for them, something along that line. So it's really customizable based on what their needs are.
Great. And Corinne, I know that you talked about that nursing team that goes in. How many people are a part of that nursing care team?
So there's myself, and then there are five other home care nurses that are all primarily home care based. I have one that's our environmental services, Brad. He only sees a few home care clients, but the other four are seeing clients every day.
And then we have five home care aides in addition. Yeah. Now, two of them are full-time, and then three of them are PRN. But they are a huge part of our team. I mean, they're constantly in communication with us, updating us on changes on our clients. We might need to make extra visits based on those things, but they are a huge part of our team. And then also our therapy. So our contracted services with our physical therapist and occupational therapist and speech therapist. Again, huge part of the team to meet whatever our goals are.
So. Do you feel like the services are getting utilized, or, you know, based on, you mentioned Hamilton County, and then you kind of work into some of the surrounding counties too. Do you feel like the utilization is good for the services that you offer?
I think that there's a lot more need out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot more opportunities that people may be just a little resistant to having home care services in their home. So I think that our population is higher on the elderly side. I think there's always safety concerns. I just think that they're probably not utilized to the degree out there. So we are there for them. We cross over our borders a little bit, but we really want to take care of, we want to be the local people taking care of our local people is what we want to provide for them. So call us.
You know, and that was part of the reason that I asked the question, because knowing that these services are not available in all counties in the state of Iowa, we're very fortunate to have this here in Hamilton County. And I agree with you, if I had to guess, there is probably a greater need, and a huge part of our program is raising awareness of the services that are available in Hamilton County. So again, this is just one more, this is just one more resource that is available to improve the health of our residents in and around Hamilton County. And so I really appreciate that the two of you came on the show to talk about these services. Let people know they're available. Encourage people to reach out.
Yep. If you go into the hospital, think about that as an option for you after discharge. If you go into your provider, into your doctor, and there's maybe a little change in some medicine or some concerns in their chronic health condition, maybe home health being in there would be a great option. So, you know, make that call to us. We'd love to come in, and even if it's just to make an evaluation visit, Corinne oftentimes will go out and make evaluation visits and talk about our services. That's another option that's available. So just thinking about that.
I think sometimes people are afraid when we come that we're going to say, pack your bags, you need to go to the nursing home. And that's not my job. That's not my place. And that is a family decision. We can give our recommendations. We can give, you know, some things that say, okay, you're not quite safe when we're doing this. We need to do something a little differently. But I have never walked into a home and said, absolutely not. You can't live here anymore. That's not my place. So, but I think that we often go to see somebody and they are very nervous to see us because they think that we're going to say, you know, something that they just don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. And I understand that fear completely. But that's kind of the beauty of us coming to your house. You can stay in your pajamas. I don't care if it's a mess. I don't care if your dishes are done. We've always seen something worse than what we're walking into. You don't have to worry about us being judgmental or anything like that either.
Let's make sure that we share the phone number of how people can get a hold of either of you at Hamilton mm-hmm. County Public Health.
Absolutely. I'll let Corinne. Corinne takes, I would say, the largest percentage of our referrals. Corinne takes care of. If Corinne's not in the office, then they can always talk to me. But Corinne, go ahead and give your contact information.
Yeah, our main office number is 515-832-9565. And you can just ask the receptionist to speak to the clinical manager if you can't remember my name. So that would be the best way to get a hold of us, is just to call our main line, say I'm interested in home health services, and they can just get you to my desk.
Pam, any other information or updates that you'd like to share on behalf of Hamilton County Public Health?
Only that I would just like to make a huge shout out to our home care aides. Like I said, this is home care aide week. And so we have five amazing team members, Mandy, Kelly, Kaylin, Debbie, and Sydney. And just that we appreciate the awesome job that they provide our clients. They are definitely part of the backbone to our program. So they're a huge part of our success, and I just want to highlight them for a few minutes. So,
as the holidays are fast approaching us, we're kind of sitting at that almost two and a half week mark. As y'all are making your grocery list and even Christmas wish list, we've got 2 weeks, so it's the perfect time for you to put Hamilton County Public Health on your wish list too, to stop by, get your flu shot and or get your COVID shot also. That way we're well protected as we head into the holiday season. Nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to be ill during all of our family gatherings. So it's the perfect time. We have plenty of flu and COVID vaccine, and we are the only provider who is offering flu and COVID vaccine at no charge to those who are eligible who have no insurance. So it's a great benefit. There's really no reason to not get it. It's covered, which is great. So other than that, please give us a call if you have any questions regarding home health. Even if you don't think that you're maybe eligible or you just want to know more information, just give us a call. So, and thank you very much for inviting us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Pam and Corinne, thank you both so much for being on the show today, talking about your home health department, the services that are offered. Again, the phone number, if you have questions or would like more information, you can call Hamilton County Public Health at 515-832-9565. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.